I would like to say my concluding message for this retreat. We were talking all this while on mentorship and the different spiritual principles involved in it, which are really all centered around this one program or this one point of taking care of others. Now, it's very interesting how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, envisioned the spread of his movement and the taking care of the devotees within the movement. It is very heart-moving, actually. Every morning, you know, the Lord ended his nocturnal kirtans and came out of Srivast Thakur's house to greet the Navadvip Vasis. These were devotees who had been with him in his many incarnations. They came along as monkeys in the avatar of Rama. Other of these devotees had been cowherd boys in his avatar as Krishna. And all these devotees who had been with the Lord again and again were now assembled before the door of Srivast Thakur's house as residents of Navadvip, greeting their Lord. They greeted him in the morning with yogurt, with bananas and other gifts, and Mahaprabhu gathered them around like a father gathers around his children and told him his message. He said, all of you should know that by chanting this mantra according to a fixed number of rounds, you will actually obtain Krishna. By first developing love for Krishna, this love will attract Krishna. And then he said the mantra, and you will be happy to hear that you have learned this mantra very well. Please chime in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then he said, so this you should chant with a nirbandha. Nirbandha means a fixed number of times. That means counting with beads the number of recitations of this mantra. But you should also gather each morning or each day at your doorsteps, and you should chant the kirtan of Krishna's holy name. So five of you gather in a door, in the threshold of the door. You know, these were Indian bodies. They didn't eat so much ghee at that time. No, so they were, the space was quite affordable, which they needed. So five were fitting on one doorstep. You should sit like this, and you should chant. And Mahaprabhu thought that this is how his movement would carry into the future. He gave actually the seed of the mentorship program by explaining that people should come together in their homes, in their private areas, not in the temples, in other words, but in their homes, and they should then sing the Maha Mantra, sing the holy names. And he gave one kirtan, which I like to sing with you. I think you all know it. It's a beautiful kirtan. Hari Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Gopalo Vrindaram Shri Madhusudana Gopalo Vrindaram Shri Madhusudana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Haraya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Nama Hare Yadavaya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Nama Hare Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Nisavaya nama, Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya nama. Hare Krishna. So, this was the mentorship program. Hari Haraye and Hare Krishna. A question which is put before us. We are the Hare Krishna movement, that is, we want to give an experience of Krishna to our members and to those who are interested in our message and who listen to our programs and attend our satsangs. But how can we give an experience of Krishna? How can anyone make an experience of Krishna? Or asked differently, how can we meet Krishna? Once Narada Muni went to Krishna and said, "My Lord, where is your permanent address? I know you constantly move about in this world, but where is your permanent address?" Sometimes I'm saying the Lord at that time didn't give an email address, you know, because you can always reach a person on the email. The Lord said, first, where he is not. He said, Nahang tishtami Vaikunte, I'm not in Vaikuntha, Narada. Yoginam hridayeshuva, I'm also not in the hearts of the yogis. Matbhakta yatra gayantri. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little tired, so the last line is not present with me at the moment. But it means, dear Narada Muni, I am where my devotees come together and sing my holy name. Tata tishtami Narada. Tata means there. Tata, there, tishtami, I am, O Narada. So the Lord's permanent address is in kirtan. He is simultaneously present in as many kirtans as are done. So if we want people to meet Krishna or to have an experience of Krishna, the easiest forum or the easiest address we can supply people with is come to our kirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worried what would happen with his movement, and he expressed this when he was gone from this planet, and he expressed this anxiety to Haridas Thakur, who pacified the Lord. He said, "My Lord, when those who follow in your footsteps do kirtan and people hear this, they will dance in devotional ecstasy the world over." It means at different places of the world. So I feel our mentorship program, where we want to take care of people's needs, is a program where we are actually hoping to bring people in contact with Krishna. What's the use in giving psychological help or marriage tips or relation-oriented tips? There are much better psychologists who can do this. Our speciality is and should remain to connect people with Krishna. And of course we will offer advices here and there. But ultimately we know that we can't, we don't want to copy what is done maybe better by the materially talented people. We want to bring people in contact with Krishna, because we feel when the sun rises in people's life, the different problems due to darkness, the darkness of material existence, go away. So, I would like, as my concluding message today to all of you, to say that please become good chanters of the holy name. Please learn how to chant it nicely. You don't need to have a good voice. I think by now all of you know that I have, my voice is a mixture of the voice of a frog and a toad and a camel. It is not at all something presentable, but I don't mind. I'm not ashamed, even because even a camel can sing to the Lord, no problem. So all of you, please don't think you have to become Aindras in skills, musical skills. It is enough if you develop your chanting to a level where you chant in connectedness with Krishna, and people will like your kirtan very much. Because, after all, they don't want to meet good melodies, they want to meet Krishna. So, as mentors, it's important that you yourself cultivate Nam Ruchi, or your taste in the holy name, by aligning yourself properly. And for this end, I brought a present with me, which I will distribute to you at the end. It's a little simple card with five very effective tips to how you can chant better. I think you have heard during the japa sessions points which helped you to hopefully tune in better. These are 5 points where they're written, and it's really the hard work of many years of research in the Shastras, so that we could isolate something out of it, and I brought this as my personal present for each one of you. Good. Some of you might still doubt, oh, kirtan really is the way to meet Krishna? Is it really working? I mean, it works, Prabhus and Matajis. It really works. You have to maybe develop a little bit more sambandha jnana, that means understanding of what is Krishna consciousness, what is the philosophy, and what is your own relationship to this world and to Krishna, how everything works. But after some time, you will really, really feel how the chanting works. I want to end with a personal story, how I became convinced that the chanting is working. Last year, I was on my yearly retreat this time in Vrindavan, and I stayed at a very holy place under a very holy tree. And the first 4 days were not easy because, you know, I was sitting there chanting all day, but the monkeys who had their path felt disturbed that I was claiming their road. You know, I was sitting in the midst of their autobahn, where they used to come from Govardhan to the village where they used to steal chapatis and then come back through the road where I was sitting now, which was occupied by me. But after some time, 4 days or 5 days, the best of the monkey leaders became my personal bodyguard. He had observed me these 4 days as I was chanting, and somehow he had developed great affection for me, and he then began to protect me under that tree, and the monkeys wouldn't any longer come. Even when we had a small diksha ceremony, the monkeys were not disturbing. You know, for a monkey, the initiation ceremony means two things: apples and bananas. good booty, so to say. And they steal like anything, but they couldn't, because my monkey friend, the best of the monkeys, was all the time there and just chased them away. He somehow was convinced by us chanting, and he felt attracted. And a little later, we could understand a little bit why. It was during the last days of Kartik, I think the last day, and there was cold drizzle rain in Vrindavan, like you have all the time in England. And it was really, like we say in Germany, a monkey weather. You know, it was so cold, it was so unpleasant. So my monkey, bodyguard, also was shivering under some shelter, you know. And in the night he somehow had made it through the monkey grill, that's how you call this protective iron fence where the monkeys can't do. My monkey man had gone through, and he was sleeping before my door. So in the night when I quickly visited the bathroom, he was before my door sleeping. I thought, no problem, I mean, we are a team. He's my man. When I came back, he was awake, and my dear devotees, he cried. He cried many tears. He was sobbing with his little shoulders. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So I went next to him and put my hand on his shoulder, said, indicate, can I help? You know, there's some... The monkey just looked into my eyes, and when he looked into the eyes, I had a moment of awakening. You know, sometimes you can also communicate with an animal. For instance, you may see a dog, and especially in India, and he looks at you, and you know, he's hungry, I should give him a chapati. So you supply him with a chapati. It's an emphatic communication, or a communication between different species. So I looked at the monkeys, into the monkey's eyes, and I'm telling you the truth, I'm only telling you the truth, these were not only monkey eyes. There was a person looking back on me, a person on his journey. This person, I could see in that, in the flick of a second, I could feel, had been a sadhu like me. He had fallen down from his high principles and maybe had become a woman hunter, or maybe something like this, or had been involved in adharmic action. And as a result, because he did so in Vrindavan, was reborn a monkey. Prabhupada had talked about such sadhus who leave the spiritual path and become a victim of adharmic activities, and as a result take one more birth, only one more, not many, one more birth as a monkey in Vrindavan, and after that birth, oh yeah, it's done. They go back home, back to Godhead. So I looked at my monkey friend, and he for a moment said, oh, I blew it in my last life. I made a mistake. And he cried. And I could see he had come to me because he liked the chanting. He recognized the chanting. He understood that's what I did before and what I should have done more frequently, or more systematically maybe, or more intensely or devotedly or whatever. And he had understood, here is a friend, you know, who did what he left doing in his past life, and he wanted to support me in my efforts to chant, and therefore he acted as my active bodyguard. At that moment I just felt how powerful the chanting is and how powerful the bond is which is created through the chanting, so that this monkey remembers and takes on a meaningful service. I mean, you need a bodyguard in Govinda Kund when you are sitting the whole day in the wilderness and chanting. Huh? You need some protection. So I believe, really, if there can be a bond between man and monkey, which is very unusual. There can be a bond between man and monkey. There can be certainly a bond between mentor and mentee. Do we say mentee or mentee? Not monkey, mentee. For sure, there can be such a strong bond be established, because then the mentee gets Krishna. He finds Krishna by the kirtan, and this is, I could see even this monkey, who is very restless and has a very uncontrolled mind. I think you know the Vrindavan monkeys; they are really hyperactive. So, if such an interspecies bond can happen by the holy name, as in my little story, where the monkey became my personal assistant, then for sure the movement of Krishna consciousness can be bound together by the chanting of the holy name. So I could also see during this Pandava Sena retreat how all of us really came alive when the chanting went. Do you remember, yesterday how we heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then we all felt, let us chant together until the evening, or until whenever we stopped. I really request you to take this bond, this help with you. And anyways, you need to do it anyways. And you are anyways on the progress. You are all devotees. You are initiated. And you are thinking about this progress in spiritual life. That's my message. Towards the end, I think when we are in this room, I would like to give you these five tips. And to say for now, I'm personally very, very grateful for being with you all this time. It was a wonderful time. I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. Although you didn't give me much opportunity to rest. But when there's such good company, then one wants to be with devotees and talk about Krishna. And I really hope that you think about these points to take home with you and apply them with profit in your spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, questions. Please ask your questions now if you have any. Yeah, I'm just seeing the Kirtan Mela. Who has this? You have? Acha. Oh yeah, I want to all invite you for the Kirtan Mela. 6 days of just chanting in the forest in Germany. Each day 12 hours minimum. You can maybe, Jagannath Kirtan, these are for devotees. Jagannath Kirtan has more information on this. Okay, where is the question? Yes, Prabhu, your good name?
My name is Sumit.
Sumit, like summit. Yeah. And then our other devotee, your good name? Nanda Gopa Komaraya. Yes. Matajis have questions? Not at this moment. Yes, yes. Your good name? A very long name. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yes, please, Sumit.
How do we take our individual goals and then put them all together and make them more community-driven?
You mean our individual private goals for our private spiritual life? Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful perspective. So that's a wonderful perspective. Did you understand his question? I think it's very important to have communication. Maybe devotees don't know what other devotees do, and therefore it is not possible for them to network. So we found out in the Balkans that we needed to create a forum where we all where all devotees expressed what they were doing, what were their goals, and then devotees found themselves in different projects. And we have now a village community we start in Sarajevo, different kirtan and yoga as music events, and you just have to know a little bit what everyone does, and then use the pool of everyone's talent to put in the community, to use it for the development of the community. That would be my answer. I hope I have understood your question well enough. Maybe I have not understood all the details, but from what I understood, that would be my answer. Thank you. Nanda Komaraya. Nanda Gopa. Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah. How much to extend ourselves? I really think we should make it a point to preach or to explain the spiritual value of taking care of others. That was my entire focus during this 1.5 days which we spent together, or 2 days, to try to give good reasons why it is important to become a carer, why it is important to become a communicator, what is the spiritual value in it. Because obviously, if all of us become a function in this ethic, then it's very, very easy, because there are enough people then doing this. But if only a few understand, then you are correct, then these few people are overburdened. I do, Nanda Gopa, on a personal note, I have seen this very much. See, I'm supposed, as an older member of our society, to inspire devotees. And of course, devotees want to have personal relationships in asking questions, sending letters, and so on. And I found out in areas where there is not much understanding of the spiritual value of taking care of others, I'm just overburdened. I'm the only one who has to take care of hundreds of people and greet everyone, know everyone's name and the birth date of their recent child and so on and so forth. And I'm telling the devotees, how can an individual do this? You should all do this. And in this way, the burden goes away from one single individual. No? So I feel to expand our present abilities is only possible if each one of the devotees in their own abilities becomes a carer. That we should tell. Mm-hmm. Good. Nanda Gopa, there was this, our Mataji with a long name. Could you again say this beautiful name? Oh, that's not so difficult. Divyangara Radhika. Divyangara. Divyangara Divyangana. Divyangana. Oh, yeah. Divine Limbs Radhika. Yes. I mean, this is for Srimati Radharani. Yes. Too much. Yeah, I don't want to disturb. You have so much to do, and I believe it's good to speak with the mentor about it and ask him, Prabhu, what, how much, and when are you best available, and then talk with him about. And then hear what he says, and then remain in that frame which he gives you in, of contact. I have very good experiences like this, because many devotees are shy to approach me, knowing this man has too much on his plate. Then I never hear from someone I like to hear. Then I have gone to this and said, you never write, or I never hear from you, why not? And then the devotee says, but I'd like to write a letter each day, but I know you are already overcrowded. And then I say, no, you can, why write each day? That is a little bit frequent. write every 3 months, you know. And like that, and then it's clear. So I would, about these things, it's good to directly discuss and see the availability of that person, that mentor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. And yes. Mm-hmm. Your good name again? Rasa Bihari Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, follow your taste. When you are in Tamagun, then it's maybe not so good. Otherwise, you end up in a compromised Krishna conscious situation. See, there is something which maybe you all should know. It's the knowledge of energies. We all know electrical energy, and we all know kinetic locomotive energy. You know, that is when a car moves, it has a certain energy according to the mass and the speed it has. But there are many, many different types of energies. For instance, when we have a kirtan, after a kirtan, the atmosphere in the room is also a type of energy. It's a high energy. And very often after a kirtan, have you noticed no one wants to say something? Or when they say almost a little sheepish, they say something foolish and then they laugh, huh? And they have been moved by a higher energy into a higher space, so to say. I hope it doesn't sound too esoteric, but so I always have seen, you have to know what gives you positive energy. What type of association gives energy? Have you sometimes seen, you meet certain people and you go yoo-hoo afterwards, and other people you meet and you go like, maybe I should take a rest. You know, energy has been taken away from you. So not only do people give or take energy, there are situations and so on which help you to go on a higher energy. Like, for instance, congratulations that you decided to spend the weekend here with the devotees. Now you are moving on in a different thought pattern, and it's a whole different level, a whole different energy level, if you wish. So spiritual energy has been pumped into your life, and so on. So you just need to know where you can get this. Like, we drove in this very nice Vimana-like car here with our driver G, and our driver G had a good knowledge where to get benzene, fuel, so that we could continue our journey, which consumed energy. In the same way, in your spiritual life, you have to know where are your gas filling stations on the way. You have to know it. If you plan any journey, you can only be successful if you know where you can get, in old times, water and dates, you know, and so on. If you would try to cross a desert without knowing where you can get water, they're called oases, then you will never reach the other side of the desert. So in the same way, you need to know in your life, where are my gas filling stations? Where are my energy supplying people, situations, sadhanas, whatever? Mm-hmm. Yes, this Prabhu, yes? Yes, Hare Krishna. Yeah. I would answer this, I think it's a very good question. I would answer the question like this: give enough attention to each person to connect him with what's going on. You know, and with this I mean the following. A person comes new into a group where everyone knows what's going on and seems to know each other. So you need to welcome them at the doorstep, so to say, at the threshold, so that he feels invited to join this group who already knows themselves. Otherwise, he will not be able to make an entry. It's a normal social factor. I think we all know when we come into a closed assembly, and no one makes an effort to greet us, smile us, we feel, my God, this is a closed society. I don't know anyone, and we retreat. We don't continue, and so on. So you need to give each person enough attention so that he comes from the outside viewer into a participating role. For instance, you can welcome them and say, now, let us construct an example, entering Bhaktivedanta Manor, and you see how they are looking, what's next, you know, what should I do? Then you approach them and say, oh, well, here's welcome and to the project, and would you like to see a little bit of the temple? We have this wonderful altar room, and then you bring them into the temple room, and then you say, and by the way, a class will start in about 20 minutes. Would you like to participate? Yes, the person says. Then, okay, then I think we will just walk over to the cows, to see the cows, and then when we have seen them, we can go to the class. And then you can park them in the classroom, you know. You can maybe inform, if you're not there, someone else, and say that when the class is finished, why don't you offer the person to go to where Samprasadam is. In other words, you have to help people to make an experience. This much attention you have to give people, to make a Krishna conscious experience. And for them, for this you need to be a mediator between what the person knows and what he does not yet know. You are in between his known world and the unknown world of Krishna consciousness, and somehow mediate, that is, you help him to connect with that. Huh? This is, yes, I was looking towards the Mataji's, Rangadevi, I didn't see you, or, no, here's a Mataji, yes, please, what is your name? Ami, oh, there's a second Ami also here, yeah. Yeah. For instance, a concrete step would be to throw a dog a chapati. It's very concrete, chapati, and he can eat it. So I gave this example just when I talked about the communication between my friend and Govindakund. Yes, concrete step means you must do something practical, something which he can feel or eat or touch or experience in any way like this. This is a concrete step. Like I always say like this, it's not enough to lament for the pain of a sick person. You have to build a hospital to help him. That would be a concrete step. Somehow, something where you can manifest help and give him the help he requires. Is that more clear, Ami? Wonderful. Something touchable, feasible, graspable, experience. It can be experienced and so on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. One more question. Our Mataji has the last question. Yes.
My question is around in our spiritual life, we go through ups and downs. And sometimes when we go through ups and downs, my
How we continue to guide people even when we are not in the position because we are really having our down. I think, you know, Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada writes so nicely about it. To become Krishna consciousness, you don't have a conscious. To become Krishna conscious, you don't have to become like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Ramanujacharya. You only have to be frank and open. So you tell people, listen, I'm also a human being, like you. You know, I have at the moment some worry in my heart, and but I can tell you even now what I have experienced and so on and so forth. It's, and people will listen even more to you. This is what I never understood. I always thought everyone wants the Sachinandan Swami Superman. But sometimes I'm saying, I'm very tired, my mind goes all over the place. But still, I think you should chant Hare Krishna. And people are grateful when they see a frank and free. Prabhupada used to say, to become Krishna consciousness does mean that an ant has to become an elephant. Good. You can be the person you are. Thank you very much. Now we will turn over to Naveen. What do we do now, Naveen?